Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back to another episode of Ask Men Anything. It's me, your host, Emma Willman. Thank you so much for being here. I would love to meet you in person. I'm on tour. My website is www.imemmawillman.com or our Instagram at Emma Willman. I have all my tour dates listed, and I would just love to meet you in person. Today's guest is Martin Amini. Martin is a touring comedian, and he has three specials out up on his YouTube channel. He just dropped one, so when you hear this, it will just come out. We have a great episode. Martin and I, we talk about the power of dance, communicating with your family through dance. We have a listener question about dirty talk, which I absolutely love getting into it specifically. And I'm going to have more of a think on it. And if anyone has any suggestions on how I answer it or anything like that, I would love thoughts on it. Write in AMA@betches.com. Here's our episode. Thank you so much for being here. Please rate and review on iTunes. It helps me out a lot. Thank you, guys. We met in LA like 2 years ago, I believe.
Yeah. Time flies.
Time flies. Welcome to the show. Thanks for being here. Yeah. Right when he got in, I was talking about mouth guard problems. There's always something in life. Mm-hmm. Everything is good, but then there's something. But I guess the healthy way to look at it is be like, but then there's always something good too.
That's right.
You know, it's all how you spin it.
Yeah.
I love positive attitude.
It was cool to hear your mouth guard struggles. like in your life, like that's like your bane of existence. Like then it's like if someone's listening to this, that's like has like, they're like,
yeah,
what a bitch.
100%. Totally. That's when things are going really good.
Yeah,
when, I'm
yeah,
like,
when your mouth guards are
big. That is so true. That's so true because also like 4 years ago, I would have been like, I hadn't gone to the dentist in like 8 years.
Listen, I love it. And you need perspective.
You need perspective.
I was having a pretty rough day and then I was like, well, you know, I could be Diddy right now. And then that's like that. And sometimes you need perspective.
True.
Right?
True.
You need.
I'm trying to think.
Obviously, that's extreme, but.
Totally.
But, you know.
I wonder if some people would still trade places for him. No, because he's going to go to jail. But it's so ingrained in my life that his life is awesome because of the music videos.
It's tough for me. I mean, I'm in my 30s. So
same.
This is a little bit. I've been.
It's a mind fuck. It's wild.
It is. I'm at breakfast. I'm sulking. My wife's
You're
like.
You're grieving.
I'm like, that's my child. Like, that's my.
You
whole,
didn't understand.
I mean, yeah.
Absolutely. Oh my God, I loved him. I used to want to be in the music business when I was a kid.
The whole thing, the music, the fashion.
Yes.
At one point, you know, the Sean John, I went through a Sean John phase. Yeah, the whole thing.
Remember the music video he did with Mace when they were in like the puffy suits coming through the things?
Yeah, so you get it. My wife, she never really got into
He wasn't of your time?
No, yeah, it was. It's just like, I think, where'd you grow up? What city?
I'll tell you right now, not a city.
Ooh.
Backwoods of Maine. So,
really?
Yeah, I grew up in like bumfuck Maine. So.
Listening to Diddy in Maine.
So
more money, more problems in Maine.
I'm out in the trees, like throwing money.
More money,
in the trees.
More maple syrup. What's the struggle in Maine? Mouth guards.
So actually, Maine does have a lot of there's a lot of poverty in Maine. OxyContin, you know, the stuff they've got everywhere.
Oh, yeah,
no jobs, but that wasn't really what I was going through as a child.
Right.
But music, we would get like as like a 5 month delay.
Oh, okay.
The quickest.
Yes.
So I would see stuff on TRL and then it wouldn't be playing in the radio stations in Maine, honestly, for like 8 months later.
Yeah.
Like if I didn't watch TV, I would have been like, wait, I would have been like, you guys know about Britney Spears? And it would be like probably this year.
Yeah, no, he
know?
Really transcended mainstream.
He did.
He really reached.
And I wanted to be in the music business because I was like, I think it was because I was in special ed. So I was like, I was so related to the idea of like, it's not where you're from, it's where you're at. And like using words as a product. So I loved it. Like I loved Diddy, West Side Connection. Like I loved West Coast rap and East Coast rap. But I loved Diddy and Jermaine Dupri because I loved the idea of like not being an innately, no disrespect to Jermaine Dupri now, but not an innately good musician per se.
Sure.
But because of the hustle, you could make things happen. Like I was like obsessed with that idea.
Oh yeah, no, that's
you know?
I was trying to explain the cultural significance because my wife agrees.
Huge.
Like not the most like objectively talented artist, but
right.
What they were able to create from
exactly
from that era.
Yes,
and I just love the visual of like young Emma special ed listening to Buff Daddy and Jermaine Dupri, just being like loving the wordplay.
I used to listen to going back to Cali, like driving a school in the Maine.
if you're not from that era, it's really hard to understand. Like the like listening to Hypnotize when it came out with Biggie and like the music, the $1 million music videos over budget. It's just recklessly spending money in the 90s.
Yes,
while people were struggling and they're just wearing Versace suits. And,
so much Versace. Yeah,
there was explosions in the music video. It was a great time.
It was, and then he dated J Lo, and I love J Lo.
That was
J Lo to me is the epitome of. That is like a hustler. Like to me, she can.
Yeah.
There's this video that's been going around. My girlfriend pulled it up the other day where she's like, "Do you see this video, J-Lo? Everyone's making fun of her. Did you see this video?"
No, but she gets a lot of hate. I don't pay a lot of attention to J-Lo news, but I do notice she gets a lot of hate.
To me, hating on J-Lo is get out of my apartment.
Yeah.
Like I didn't say that to my girlfriend, but I was like, "How could you?" I said, "Let me see the video." And she was just talking about. It doesn't even matter what she was talking about. There's no hate needed. Anybody, if someone hates on J Lo, they just hate.
Was it the one where she was spitting out gum in her assistant's hand? Was it that one? That was.
Didn't see that one. That doesn't.
Well,
sound
that good. Was well. On, her assistant came on Twitter to like clarify like this was.
We're she was
on,
in a rush.
We're on set.
Yeah.
They're filming.
Yes.
And like this video resurfaced after 4 years again.
Exactly. It wasn't like his sister. It wasn't like the assistant's like, wedding, and then she was like, "Hey, come over here."
No. It was just like they had to get a quick take.
Exactly.
And it was like a thing, but it's like people are constantly. It's 2024, and people are still taking shots at J Lo. Is it because she found love and happiness finally?
She's just, I mean, she's just such a winner that makes people, I understand, it makes people feel insecure when someone wins at that level.
It's triggering, yeah.
It's triggering because she is, I mean, she does it all, but she doesn't have one innate thing that she, it's not like she woke up and is like the best dancer, the best singer, the best actor.
She isn't, no, but she's but she's a hustler.
She got on that six train and came to Manhattan. Ooh. And she tells that story all the time. And people made fun of her for that. They're like, "You haven't been on that train in years. Motherfucker, you haven't been on the train you grew up around for years."
Yeah, I feel like we might relate more because we're on the grind too.
Totally.
And we get it. And so we associate more with people who grind. Yeah.
Yes. Imagine not being able to dance that well and then doing what she did and being such a good dancer. That's just work.
Yeah.
That's just work. I get very defensive about J-Lo. But I didn't
see. Cool. It's cool to meet someone who stands up for her. I don't think I've met anyone that stood up for J-Lo.
I don't think I would talk to someone if they started bash. I have a good friend who makes fun of her a lot, but it's just like, I take it that he's joking.
Mm.
Because if I thought he was serious, I'd be like, I couldn't process it. There's just nothing to make fun of, truly.
It's really cool.
Yeah. So we have a listener email for you, but the first section is on modern masculinity.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And I'd love any context for, I know where you grew up and from the specials, but any like context you want to add. How has the concept of masculinity in general changed from when you were a kid to now?
Ooh, that's heavy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, for context, I think it's important to, my father is from Iran. He's from the Middle East. My mom is from Bolivia. She's Latino. And both cultures, very strong, you know, dare I say, toxic masculinity is pretty normalized in those cultures, I would say, that in 2024 terms, I would say.
When did your dad come over from?
79, when the king was overthrown, the Shah. And so, you know, growing up with that, those cultural backgrounds, I would say, you know, my dad was a man's man, played a lot of sports, you know, just the overall physical fit guy.
Was it like a shock for him when he came over here? How did he do how was the transition for him?
I just feel like he gravitated towards other Iranian people, which is like, you know, I'm like, well, way to go, you know, just way to, you know, think outside the box.
I get that though. I can't even imagine how overwhelming it would be. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, but you know, growing up, fast forward to where I grew up in the neighborhood we ended up settling in, Silver Spring, Maryland. It's where Dave Chappelle's from.
Nice.
Super like diverse. I'm talking like Latino, black, white, Koreans, Vietnamese, West Africans, like everybody. And so I couldn't imagine growing up any other way.
Mm.
And just, you know, I think like when you have like different cultures and people and you get perspective, see how other kids grow
Absolutely.
Up, you know, but then again, also to bring it back to 90s hip hop and rap, grew up on, you know, Puffy, grew up on Mace, grew up on DMX.
Yes.
I think when rap was at its most toxic masculine.
Sure. Oh my God.
That's what I thought. You know,
so toxic, and everyone was singing along.
I mean,
to
you
it.
Gotta understand, we're like 10, 11, 12 years old listening.
Literally
to,
going skeet, 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 skeet.
You know, like barking like a dog because that's what your favorite rapper
right,
did.
Totally.
You know, and so that's what I thought being a man was up until like 21, until you start reading like books in college, and you're like, oh, maybe I should, like, you know.
Yeah, girls don't like this barking approach so
much. Yeah, gotcha. Yeah, exactly. And so you get it, Emma. I don't have to, you know, really water it down.
Right.
I'm in my 30s now. Obviously, I'm married. And so, I mean, to go from childhood to now, it's
sure.
There's a lot of layers.
There's a lot of layers. How would your dad talk to you about? Would your dad say like? Would he say like things are or in Iran were over there like, were like this for being a man, but in America it's like this? Like,
first off, there's no communication with men. Let's start there. Like, there's no, and if you're a minority with like minority parents, whether it's Middle Eastern, Latino, Asian, like, and you're a guy, you know, there's no father son talks. Mm. It's figure it out. You're on your own in regards to emotions,
right?
You know, emotionally, you have to navigate this whole.
Do you think it's because they just didn't know how to do it? So they wouldn't even know what direction to point you in?
Yeah, it's just not again, culturally, right. Men don't open up about their feelings. That's a deal breaker. It's a starting point, like nothing. So again, to listeners who might not come from this background.
Because I don't know. I actually don't know a lot about Iran other than like stuff I've heard. I mean, I had a friend in college and that's about it.
Yeah. It's a culturally rich, country. A lot of people migrated from in 79 because the king was overthrown, and now it's a it's ran by, you know, religious leaders,
mm-hmm.
Which changed a lot of the culture. I mean, it went from like kind of a westernized, civilized, like people could dress the way they wanted to, listen to whatever music they wanted to now it's a little bit more, very conservative, which is why we have a lot of issues today right. over there. But, you know, again,
You do comedy over there?
No,
yeah.
I don't think they would allow, unless you're pro-government, unless you're right. like punching up at like how great this is, huh, guys?
100%, tough show,
Yeah, yeah, women be shopping. A lot of women be shopping and women be wearing, hijabs, right?
Right.
And
you'd have a lot of people off stage waiting for you to just say something wrong to be like,
Yeah.
The juice wouldn't be worth the squeeze on that
Yeah,
one.
No. And so.
But your dad would communicate about what he would want you to do professionally.
Yeah, there's more of a physical things, materialistic. Mm. Like, that's where the father comes in play. So there wasn't a lot of back and forth emotion. So as far as like having a role model of what a good role model is, I don't know, in America, I don't think that's the best model. So you kind of have to formulate your own idea and to overcome hip hop toxic masculinity mm-hmm. as an image. And then you're kind of like, all right, like that's a little bit too extreme.
Right.
Can't call women bitches all the time, like ironically maybe, but like, not like,
right.
Literally. And 100%. So, but that's what we grew up listening to Fabulous. Fabulous had a song where he would like talk about,
kind of forgot about him. No offense to him.
No. He would have a song, hit song, or he'd have multiple women. He was married, but then he rapped about having like a girl on the side that he was in love with.
Oh yeah. Oh God. It was called Side Chick or something.
No.
I remember the video.
Yes. And it just was so, and we're all like dancing to it. Our middle school dance, like, cheat on your girl.
Oh my, and girls too. It wasn't like just guys were in the middle of the dance floor. Totally. Everyone was into it.
This is our back. This is how we grew up.
I forget about that a lot, actually. I forget about the messages we were getting from music a lot.
And you don't realize until you're in a serious relationship and married and you're like, oh wow, I don't have any good examples of what a good relationship is.
I think about that all the time because I'll be like, I have another, my friend Jabron, and we were talking about like our parents, like divorce and just us in relationships. And we were talking about like struggling with communication. And then we were both like, but look at where we were drawing from.
Too. 100%.
So we're starting from scratch in a lot of ways.
Starting from scratch. So yeah, sorry for that long-winded answer.
No, not at all.
Yeah, I'm sorting it out now.
Absolutely. Does your dad, do you talk to your dad more openly now or is it still the same?
He gets back in the country on Friday. So nice. I'm excited to say he's in Iran. So yeah, he's not really, again, this is a very, for the listeners who are not familiar with immigrant parents, this is very common for the immigrant parents to sometimes just go back to their country for large amounts of time and not necessarily be there emotionally for their kids.
Sure.
But again, this is...
How long has he been there now?
He goes every 6 months.
Okay, so it's regular.
Since I was a kid. He drives an ice cream truck for a living, so he'll work 6 months during the warm season.
And sick of ice cream are you? Are you sick of it?
No, actually, I have a soft spot for ice cream.
I bet.
Paid the bills.
We didn't even have a freaking ice cream truck in my town. That's how small my town was.
Really?
Because it's too far a distance between the house. Like, your dad be driving, if he's going to go by my house to your house, the average house is like 20 minutes apart.
Yeah.
And it's up a long driveway. Like, I had a lemonade stand, and I'll never forget this. First of all, my dad lived way up a hill, like way up. So I remember lugging all the stuff down to the end of the driveway.
Yeah.
Then I'm just there. There's no cars.
Yeah.
And I remember there's like one car goes by at one point, and I see it coming, and I'm like trying to flag it down, and they pass me. And I just remember being like, hey, what the fuck?
Yeah. You have such a big personality. I can't imagine you in a small town. Like,
so small.
Yeah.
But a lot of people in small towns have big. I think it's because also it's like, you don't get like, tramp ground too, because it's like I don't know. There's a lot of community stuff.
Yeah. Was it hard assimilating to like a bigger city?
I went from Maine to Boston. If I came from Maine to New York, my head would have exploded.
Yeah.
Plus, I had a lot of opportunities to travel because my mom would like take my parents divorced. My mom would be like, we're going over here. We're going over there. Like, we used to get to, but I can't even imagine if I just stayed there.
Did you start comedy in Boston?
Yes, I did.
Okay, that makes sense now.
Yeah.
A lot of your style.
I appreciate that. Yeah. I started in Boston and then came to New York because it would have just been overload. Okay, now this is the next question. What's your most feminine trait that you like about yourself?
Ooh, is this feminine? I over communicate.
That's a great trait.
Yeah.
I over communicate too, but not about the right things, I think.
Because I'm constantly surrounded by people, like which you guys have heard in the past 15 minutes, with people who don't communicate.
Right.
So my whole life has been spending over communicating, making sure everyone's like,
yes,
are we okay? Are we good?
Yes.
I'm like the dad of my group.
Also, it's like if someone's not telling you how they feel, so they're not giving you anything to work with.
Right.
You got to be like, Dad, do you feel good? Do you feel bad? Hot, cold, left, right. Where are we?
A lot of my friends are like minorities, like Latinos, and from all ranges, age ranges, they just don't communicate. And I always have to be like the dad in the group. I'm like, guys, we got to open up and like, you know, if you're, you know, we got to share thoughts.
How did you feel about someone forgetting your birthday for the past 10 years?
Yeah, just so things don't explode.
Yes.
I try to get to it before it becomes a bigger thing.
Right.
And like, let's just nail it now. Let's address this now.
Were you like that even as a little kid?
No. This was learned through my own issues and my own like getting over, like, yeah, just having to learn this the hard way. And then I love results. I love, I'm ambitious. I love growth. I love learning.
I would say that's a J-Lo. That's a big thing for J-Lo. Yeah. For sure. That woman loves results.
Yeah, I'm very results. Yeah, not jail.
I like them too. I just don't necessarily, because it's the results, then you do the discipline. Everyone loves results, but it gets the results and then the discipline to get them. That's the magic combo.
Yeah, and I think like the higher you want to go in this like business, you got to like, there's a lot of over communicating sometimes, but it's like it's better to over communicate than, like be in the dark.
I'll over communicate. Like I did it this morning with my girlfriend. I asked her something and then she was like, oh, I hate to say I told you so about that. And then she was like, did you hear what I said? And I was like, I heard what you said, but I was just trying to make conversation. Then I was like, I really regret that now. Yeah. And then I was like, ooh, that was a little, I didn't need to share that I regretted asking her a question. Like I'll say too much. We've been in a relationship for a long time. Like too much.
Sometimes
exactly
too much can start a fight that doesn't need to happen.
Didn't need to happen. Because also that was rude of me. Right after I was like, yeah, I know. I was just trying to make conversation.
I'll catch myself almost saying something. And then I'm like, you know what? That might be taken the wrong way and it's not worth the fight.
Yeah, and that pause button is real helpful.
I'm like, no, don't need to do it.
I don't need to tell her I regret asking.
I like being silly. I like saying words.
Right.
Not all words have to have meaning and value.
Right. Right.
I just like throwing words out. But then when you're in a serious relationship with someone who cares about words.
Yes.
You got to watch your words.
Yeah, they go, what does that mean? And you go, nothing. And they're like, well, you just said it. And you go, said shmed.
Exactly. Let's dissect this. I'm like, oh God, here we go.
I did some dissecting last week. It was tough.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. What I love about Shopify is basically how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. I know we use Shopify here at Betches, and honestly, anyone with any kind of business could really benefit from Shopify. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/betches, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/betches now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/betches.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Now we have our listener email. Thank you so much for writing in, AMA@thatchers.com. I love hearing from you. Here's the question. Dear Emma and Man, today's man is Martin Amini. Check out his YouTube special that just came out. He's got three of them up there now. Dear Emma and Man, you mentioned being good at dirty talk, which I might add. I feel like anytime someone says they're good at something sexually, that's a real red flag. So right. In the context of another person says willing to go there with me, that is where I shine. You mentioned being good at dirty talk, and I'm wondering if you have any advice on how to talk dirty. How do you keep up a horny patter? That's such a funny phrasing. A horny patter. I'm also wondering where to find good examples in porn. Are there search terms beyond dirty talk that bring up the real gold? I'm a straight woman, and so far, trying to find straight men dirty talking has brought up a lot of nothing. I'm open to any genre. I just want to hear a talkative top. Love the show. Lost for words. I do have thoughts on this.
Yeah, go ahead. You want to dive in?
Okay, so I would say this, because this is really, it is hard finding, so you can Google verbal, like, so it is really hard finding verbal, like, men online, because a lot of, if you Google, like, dirty talking wife, excuse the French, like, I feel rude saying it, but slut wife, I don't know why I feel self-conscious saying that, but
sure.
But that's a porn search, that's a common, I'm sweating because it's wife here, I just feel weird saying that, that's just a porn search thing.
It is kind of weird how, like, things you say you would get fired at a job.
Yeah,
it's what gets your like woman off.
Right. Like it's well, this is yeah, because it's a porn, very common porn search that.
But even dirty talk in general, like the things that you know, you don't want to be like it's a certain style of.
Yes.
Talk, like it's a very like neat like specific moments.
Yes.
This is only appropriate in this.
Very much so. You know. Totally. Oh yeah, especially a lot of times women, the more like. I don't know, a lot of women, once they feel very safe, then they might say, okay, I want to be like, there's different directions.
It's almost like judging stand-up without like, see, like just reading like an excerpt of someone's set,
right.
but not watching it. You're just like reading it.
Yeah.
Like this is insane if you read it in a newspaper, but if you watch it on stage, like, oh, this makes sense.
Makes total sense. One way to go, if you look for dirty talking women, that abounds, but this is not what you're looking for. So the key for finding dirty talking men, and this is really tricky, is if you Google verbal top daddy, what you're going to find is tons of examples, but there's a real kitsch and it's really insane. There's not a lot of them doing it with partners. So you're going to find a lot of guys having sex with dolls. I swear to God. And if they're doing that now,
that's a problem.
It is.
Yeah, no, it's a problem.
It's a whole thing.
You want human connection.
You want human connection.
Yeah, that's what you're looking for. I mean, if you don't mind, I mean, I talk about this on stage actually.
Really?
Yeah, because I'm married and
to the dolls or with dirty talk?
No, dirty talk. Because I emphasize this is sex becomes more important for long-term relationships because. You know, when you start dating someone in 3-4 months, it's exciting or naturally it's organic. Anyone can have like hot, you know.
Yes.
You know, there's a lot of lust involved.
100%.
But then when you're dating someone for 2+ years, you know, now you got to be creative. You got to come up with new moves. You got to come up with new things.
And it means different things too. Because yes, it's like, exactly. This is someone that knows you in a whole nother way.
Right. And you want to keep it exciting. You don't want to do the same moves from like 2018. You know,
I know it's hard though. Yeah. You get in a routine.
That's
you're
right.
Tired.
And that's what you got to like, you know, put yourself in like, you know, try to keep it. Exciting. So yeah. I think when it comes to dirty talk, they say toxic masculinity, and obviously I think is bad in certain environments, but when it comes to the bedroom,
right, then you get the requests.
That's where you right. use the certain words.
Well, know? It is interesting too, because so someone says they're into like they are into dirty talk or something. A lot of times what's good is if someone's already into that, normally in my experience, they'll let you know where they're like, I would say like, are you into like any name, getting called any names? And if they're like, I don't think to be called a good girl, I'm like, okay, great. Now I know to build you up. Then the direction is,
that's very specific.
Like you're so good. You're a baby. Like da, 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 da. Then we build it up. That if someone's like, I like to be like, you know, called a whore, then you go, you're a slut. But you need direction because those are two polar opposite ends of the stick.
But one underlying thing you need is confidence. No matter what you do,
yes,
you and you don't want to be timid when you're doing the dirty talk. You don't want to be like, "May, please clap these cheeks," like hesitantly. Like you want strong, like you want some charisma.
Yes.
And whatever, but yeah, you're right. Asking what she likes and then communicating that. And then once you know what direction she likes,
go with it.
You can go with it. And then you have like, you know, different like, you know, like folders, like, okay, like use these words, change it up. Don't do the same words over.
It is scary though that you do, because you do have to be confident. So I do think it is scary for like the person that is supposed to be more assertive too, because like it does get scary. Like when you're, I know at least when I first started saying that stuff, like I literally was like, I have to seem confident in it. But the first time I was with someone that was like, hit me or do these things, I was scared out of my mind. But you can't show that you're scared, because then the girl's gonna be like, ugh. Like,
right.
They want you to really, you gotta break it.
Yeah, that's why I wouldn't recommend like watching what other people do. I would say it has to come from you.
It has to come from you. But if you are looking for, I would say, yes, especially I would say,
Get some references, but whatever the words are, it has to come from your vocabulary.
Yes.
You can't, it'd be weird if it's a word that you don't use in your, you know, everyday, you know.
Yeah, you're like, you don't even know what that means. Yeah. Like, true. Yeah, if it's like, if finding a direction with it. Also, so this is a way to kind of like make it seem a little less intimate too. It's intimate in a different way, but make it safer. It doesn't need to be a full-on role play, but if you talk out a scenario, I'll do that a lot. Like where it's like creating worlds, like where like a lot of times it'll be like talking about like, oh, what if you were this person and then this happened and then this person came in, and then talk that out. So then it's not just you saying the thing to the person, like you're like saying it through the character.
Yeah, like visual. Yes. It's like an improv.
It's very improv. Very improv. But looking for dirty talking men, it's surprising that a lot of the guys seem the most comfortable dirty talking when the woman isn't there. Like, so if you Google in porn specifically, so if you Google like dirty talking top or dirty talking daddy, a lot of the times the guy is going to be alone jerking off, or it's going to be a gay guy. So I'll watch gay guy porn sometimes too, but a lot of times the gay guys will be more dirty. The second it's straight guys specifically doing dirty talk, it's just like more like, you like that, like, you know, slut, like I'm going to fuck you before your mom gets home or whatever the fuck.
Sure.
You know, but it's less creative. But if you want really creative, really dirty, this guy is going solo. And then that I would say, I mean, that would be stuff that the guy would say. There's no rules, though. I mean, you could whip out some of those phrases, but those are the good examples for, I don't love it when the person's solo, though. I like a combo.
Yeah. You want to see some human interaction.
Human interaction. Have you ever had any friends that have used those dolls, you think? No, I don't think people would share.
I don't think anyone would share.
I don't think they would either. I would feel very self-conscious if I was doing it.
Yeah, of course.
Oh my God.
Yeah, but then you see what the dolls look like now, and it's pretty insane how far amazing. It's come, right?
Or VR.
That's a whole other level. A
whole other thing.
Yeah.
I feel like.
Have you tried that?
No, but I would like to try like for like a video game.
Yeah.
Yeah. But the dolls, like, I don't know. I feel like I think I'd start to lose my mind. I think I'd be like, I love her. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like it would be.
I don't think my wife would even let me near a doll.
Right.
She's like,
what are you doing?
She's like, what are you looking at? Who are you looking at? Fucking doll? I'm right here. I'm like, you're right. Sorry.
Yeah. Sorry. My bad. Like, what are you looking at?
I'll never look at that doll again.
She gets in a fight with her.
I'm in Toys R Us. Like, sorry. Yeah.
Get that doll out of here. I think probably the biggest key for dirty talk is feeling safe with the person you're talking to. And then for me, it really is doing the remove yourself from it. So you're talking as though you're someone else. I don't mean doing an accent or something like that. I'm in like pretending you're literally someone else. Be like, oh, I saw this person today, and or like whatever it is, just like lead into it and then talk about a scenario of them doing things. If that makes sense.
I think so. There's a lot of words.
I get spoiled now because my girlfriend's really good at it too. She like works in advertising. She's great at dirty talk. I can get kind of lazy with it now because she works in advertising. So she can really, like, she'll run with it. The first person I was with that was into dirty talk where I really started learning it, I bought some books and they were pretty helpful.
Yeah.
Where it would just be like, I bought some like S&M books because that's like, they do a lot of like phrases. S&M, slave and master, which I'm not particularly into that at all. But they can be more verbal in that community. Because I would feel very conscious with any types of whips or chains. It would make me nervous.
I wonder when's a good time to initiate the dirty. Like,
that's a tricky thing, too.
Because it's like, you know, sometimes like you don't want to do in the like, hey, dude, I'm on Facebook right now. Like, relax. Like, you know what I mean?
Oh,
like,
totally. Yeah, it's like, 100%.
Bro, I'm not, you know.
And it's reading the room big time, too. Like,
right. Because you feel bad if one person's like initiating dirty talk when you're like not even thinking about it. You're totally. Like, dude, I'm not even there right now.
Yeah, you're like, I'm doing my taxes.
I gotta do a Zoom call in 5.
Yeah, like, right. Exactly. That is very, because also like if, I think especially if someone.
This is very 2024 problems, right?
It is.
Someone
it
trying
is.
To be like,
I
yo.
Zoom.
Like, I gotta come. I need to orgasm.
Right now. It's in the calendar.
It's funny you said it's in the calendar because that's also something I talk about on stage.
Oh, like, I like that. My girlfriend doesn't like that. She's like, you're talking like a business. Because I'll be like, do you want to have sex later at 10? And she's like, no.
Well, it's because ever since we got married, we had to like kind of plan out our nights based on what we want to have for dinner.
Yes.
Because agreed. It's like less, because we love to go to like, you know, Brazilian barbecue restaurants.
Exactly.
We like to eat like Indian, whatever.
100%.
I always tell my wife, like, baby, I don't know if I could live up to my potential after the dinner.
Right.
You know, be the man that I could be.
Exactly.
So I feel like we should probably do it now.
I love that.
You know, and so I could be the man you want.
Totally.
As opposed to later when we could be like in bed watching Love is Blind. After
exactly.
It. Yeah.
You're trying to protect yourself and the expectations there too.
Yeah. I mean, but again, it goes back to communication, right?
Yes.
And because, yeah, if we have that meal, you know, you're going to get only one position.
That's exactly.
Me on my back. Like, keep up the good work, baby.
Yeah.
You're killing it.
You're doing great.
Yeah,
I really appreciate what you're doing up there.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Now we have a section called Ask Martin Anything. This is the part of the show where we try to get a little deeper inside the male mind with some questions for our guest, Martin Amini. Is there a way for a woman to be able to identify when a man only wants a hookup as opposed to a date? Are there any cues to look for if a guy's just trying to hook up and not trying to be romantic? That's tough.
Mm.
That's tough because I think a lot of people purposefully might pretend to be into...
Of course. Yeah, and there's a lot of no. I mean, yeah, there's no way of. I mean, the only way I could say any red flags if a girl asks questions and they deflect and just keep it in a certain zone.
If the guy just keeps directing it back to,
yeah,
you do see guys doing that too.
And then it's like that's a red flag. I would say that would be because if you're trying to figure it out, if a guy is only about that and you want to get to know him and ask questions or even prolong the. You know, and he's like, no, let's just keep, you know, trying to stay in the moment and trying to, you know, take it there. Then, yeah, that's probably the best way of knowing. Because if he's not willing to know you more on a second date or third date, then it's like, yeah, this guy's not into me like that.
I've seen examples of people steering that question around where they'll be like, how about like your nice tits, like, then they just keep going to sex.
Yeah.
And you're like, I've seen people post that on like Instagram where like the guys just like keep bringing it back to that. So trust that.
Yeah.
Trust that flow of conversation. Do you like to have music playing during sex?
I do. I don't know if my wife does.
Mm, so I am not a fan of it myself because I get distracted.
Sometimes I like to, because I am an overthinker.
So it helps get you into a flow state.
Yes.
That makes so much sense.
Yes. Give me a little Bad Bunny song,
right.
And I'm ready to go. Otherwise, I'm like, do I need to post a new crowd work clip today? It's like all these like, you know, did I sell enough tickets in Portland? It's like, what's going on?
Totally. It's this. I say a lot. I'm like, I'm having trouble switching gears.
Yeah. And, I'm very guilty of it. But a good, like, I'm telling you, like a Bad Bunny song, a shot can really just, all right, let's go.
Right.
I don't, you know. Yeah. I wish it didn't take like some. But again, I'm so into like my career right now.
For sure.
That it's like, dude, I need to live up to my, this is all to live up to my potential.
So I say that about living up to my potential too with regards to sex stuff too.
Because, you know, I could be
Same. And I'll say it. Actually, it's refreshing to hear someone else say it. So I'll literally say, I'll be like if I'll be like, look, we can have sex tonight, but it's not going to be good.
Because I know, because I know what I'm capable of.
Right.
I've done it before.
Exactly.
But you're also, I'm also on tour doing a lot right now.
My sciatica is acting up, and I want to be there for you. But they're I don't like just fuck me or something.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
okay,
yeah.
I'm going to do that. But you just need to understand like it's going to be lackluster.
Right.
And then it's like,
give me the vibes. Give me like, provide the vibes.
Which is the exact opposite of someone coming in and being like, I'm going to tear that ass up.
Right.
We're coming in and being like, it's not going to be so good. And I'm sorry in advance.
Mm-hmm.
One time I was in Amsterdam with my girlfriend for a birthday and we were walking down the street and I said, I was like, can we not, we were going to go to a show or something. I was like, can we not do that? And then like, I'm going to like, wow you later.
Mm-hmm.
Now I meant like, I was like, I'm going to come up with something that's just going to like, I'm going to blow your mind later. That's what I said. And she was like, oh. She's like, you never talk like that. Now, in my mind, I thought I was going to come up with some type of fun trivia game and I was going to learn like a dance and do that. She thought I was talking about blow her mind with sex. And she was like, you never like big up yourself stuff with sex.
Oh, boy.
Now that I'm in a relationship, because yeah, it's like, I'm like, I want to set the person, you know, a lot of things have to be right.
Was she disappointed?
She thought it was ridiculous. She was like, you were going to what? And I was like, I was going to learn like a song or something.
Oh, no.
I just really didn't want to go to the show we were going to go to.
Ah, got it. You're trying to get out of it.
I was trying to get out of it hard. I was like, what if I learned like a, like the Macarena or something? And she was like, I thought you meant you were going to do like some crazy sex move. And I was like, no. I said, blow your mind. I oversold. Yeah. But I like that too, saying just to manage. Do you think it would, I'd be curious from like a woman's perspective if they would rather not have the person say manage the expectations. Because imagine, like, you know what I mean? Like, I wonder if they would be like, look, just let it happen. And I know you and it's okay. You don't have to preface it by being like, it's not going to be good.
I always feel like I have to say stuff like that just to like.
Feel safe. Again,
well, communicate.
Right.
Right. And it's not you, it's me type of situation.
I'm the exact same with that.
Because like, again, by the time we are ready to have sex, I'm like, dude, I'm 14 hours into my work day.
Right. I'm so tired.
And I'm like spent.
Yes.
But then it's like, all right, like, but you also have to be, you know, a giving partner.
Yes.
And try your best. So I'm like, yo, let's play some Bad Bunny, dude. Let's get it going. Let's do something.
The only reason I don't do the music is because for me, it's like all verbal. So I got to like hear like any word or something like that.
Well, I don't even know what Bad Bunny's saying. I honestly don't even know what the hell he's saying. But it's just all vibes.
It's the cue.
It's like, yeah.
I should try to play in music. I in the past have gotten distracted by it, but I do need something that'll help me switch gears. Yeah. I have a hard time switching gears.
Yeah, no, that's why. And sometimes she will like, why? And I'm like, right. You don't like, it's.
I'm getting in the zone.
It's how I disconnect from my brain.
Exactly. Do you have ADD?
Probably. I think a lot of comics do.
Yeah, I got it. Yeah. Is there a song that would completely take you out of the moment if it came on by accident?
Yeah, of course. I'm sure. There's a lot of
Any type of Christmas carol probably for me.
Probably DMX.
Would take you out of it? I think that would bring me more into it. I think I'd be like, okay, now it's getting good. Yeah. You know, I think I would have, I know I'm like talking about this extra this time, but I wouldn't want, maybe Backstreet Boys or even like J-Lo I wouldn't want. I'd be like.
Yeah. No, sex music is very specific.
Very specific. I wouldn't want Mariah Carey, I don't think. I would want something, and I love Mariah Carey too. I know Taylor Swift. I guess for sex, I would want more beats. I don't know. I would want, more any holiday
music.
Are you
familiar with any Bad Bunny tracks? Or
no, I'm not up to date on any recent music.
Yeah, can I send still, you some? Please. I got to send you some. Because honestly, like, it's not about what he said. Because I don't know, like. But when you hear some of the music, you're like...
He's one of the biggest music artists in the whole world, too. So I listen... My musical taste is stuck in 2013.
Dude, I'm telling you.
I haven't progressed since...
This is a game changer.
Yeah, I need to get in more... I'm still listening to...
Or just Latin music, man. We've gone through a... We're going through like a 90s Latino house phase.
Ooh.
And we're just like... Stuff that we used to listen to when we were kids. Obviously, like we didn't know... But we play it. We'll pregame with that, with some like tequila, like to get the night
right,
you know, to get us in the, and then we're good
right,
to go.
You're like reappreciating that stuff.
Yeah, we're just getting into the whole like, I don't know. I think Latin culture in general is very sexual and very like, you know, touchy feely, and so, a lot of the music is like, yo, like it has that.
The those dancing vibes. At family events, I didn't know. I've never heard of such a thing.
Yes,
because my girlfriend came with me to Thanksgiving. We were out by 5 p.m. And she was like, you got to understand, when we do stuff with my family, she was like, we're going to be up until 2 a.m. And I was like, what?
Yeah, yeah, normal. Super normal.
Playing games, dancing.
All dancing, drinking, dancing, partying. All the kids downstairs in the basement, you know, doing whatever. And the parents upstairs drinking and having a great time.
Family dancing.
Yeah, no supervision. Latino and also Middle Eastern. Middle Eastern, same way. They dance. They dance their ass off. That's what was the coolest thing about growing up with a Middle Eastern dad, Latino mom, was seeing the Middle Eastern family friends come over with the Latino family friends, and then everyone dancing to like.
That is beautiful.
It was pretty cool. They got down. So like there wasn't a lot of, like I said, emotion, communication, but you can see visually like, oh, okay, this is our culture. Like,
yes.
We talk on the dance floor.
Yes. I need to talk to you. All right.
Yeah.
Turn on some music.
Yeah.
There's definitely songs that would take you out of the moment, though, like, for sure. A certain voice, a certain something, where you're like, well, change that. Get that out of here. Is it true that a man knows they want to marry a woman within the first 2 months of dating, or do most men prefer a slow burn situation with building a relationship over time?
I knew right away.
You did?
I knew right away. I knew right away. First week? First 2 months, I'd say. I knew. But also what helped was I was in... I was ready. I was in a good mental space.
Yes.
So I was very open to the whole, I was like ready.
Yes.
I was seeking it out, but not forcing it. And then she came into my life. And then I would say, yeah, 2 months, I was like, this is it.
Being in a good mental space is key with that.
Yeah, I've gone through enough experiences, my age, my where I was at emotionally, intelligence-wise, maturity, also income was a huge factor too. As a comic, you know, totally. You go so many years of just not having it, and then it was like my first year of things, it was like, you know, this is, we're talking about like last year.
Right, you felt comfortable.
I was like, yeah, I'm in a good, yeah, it's my first year as a comic where I was like, I could eat, buy whatever I want for food.
Also, it makes it so like you're not like, you know, it takes some of the pressure off of I can be more present with you because yeah. I'm not like
survival. Yeah, survival mode.
Exactly.
And so, yeah, I would say yes. You know, I think you know within the first 2 months, sometimes even sooner.
How big a part of it do you think it plays into know like being open to it? Because like, do you think?
Yeah, huge. You have to be. Huge. You have to because again, there's a lot of people that are like, nah, like that's not for me. Like, because they never had any good examples of it, role models. There's a lot of, you know, society in
100%.
General, your social group. Can determine whether you're into marriage or not.
Right, because you're like, I don't want that. You two hate each other. Or you love, you know, or like when someone used to say, bring up marriage to me, I go, oh God, I don't want to do that because I would think marriage, divorce, because my parents had such a bad divorce.
Sure, yeah.
So it didn't mean, but now I know lots of people that like really love each other or-
Make it work.
Don't, and then now do again. And like I get, and that's beautiful too.
Yeah, I think social circles play a huge role in whether or not you want to get married. Because if you have good examples or a lot of your friends are married, you're like, oh, we can pair up with them. Or if your career is taking off and you need more balance.
Right.
Because, you know, there is a age or turning point in your life where it's like a crossroads, I call it. It's like in which direction you go.
Mm.
You know, and I think like for me personally, COVID took a lot, 2 years of my fuckboy years.
Yes.
And so I came out of it like mid-30s. I was like, all right, I got to, you know. And then there's a lot of things in the comedy community that were going on with like, people doing inappropriate. I was like, you know, I don't want to be associated with any, like,
for sure.
I gotta, you know, pick a lane,
right?
Who I am as a man,
right?
And I was like, that's when a lot of things clicked off. No role model, just me, just having these like self actualization moments where like, okay, I'm ready. I just, you know, and separate myself from a lot of toxic. The comedy community is just when it comes to relationships,
totally. You got a lot of like late nights and all this stuff.
Not a lot of people in healthy relationships because they never worked on that muscle,
right?
You know.
And it is a muscle.
It is a muscle. And I try to explain to people like, yo, work. Because people always think like, oh, like in their 20s, I'll just like mess around in my 20s, get serious in my 30s. But it's like, bro, if you don't practice in your 20s, early 30s, then yeah, it's going to get really tough.
You can't just switch gears. Like no. You got to learn how to like self-regulate and
I thought
a little bit.
I was guilty of that. Same. I thought you could just switch gears totally. And I'll be like, oh, I'm ready to like, I'm out the game.
Right.
But no, you got
to. Good to go.
Once you find and the worst feeling is if you find the one and you weren't ready.
Yes.
That's the worst because you might not get another shot at it.
For sure.
That's a real thing.
Or then you have to go through the growing pains. You got to grow up, learn how to do that dishwasher quick or whatever it is. Communicate quick. Because I used to have, I would have like tantrums to myself.
Mm-hmm.
Where I'd be like, I'm going to calm myself down, but I'd be like, fuck shit, I got to do this, I got to do that. Like, I would have no regard for, like, self-regulating intermixed with another person. I'd set the temperature.
Which is huge. Which is huge.
It's not fair.
It's the whole thing, Emma.
It's the whole thing. What's the weirdest thing you've ever bonded over with another guy?
The weirdest thing I ever bonded with another guy. Maybe, this is very specific, computer games? Like StarCraft or Warcraft.
Oh my
very
God, I used to fucking love Warcraft.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, man.
Two nerds.
I used to play Warcraft all the time.
Yeah, dude. So that's a very specific thing.
And that is a bond.
Yeah, it is a bond. Like going through like what was your, you know, what was your best, like, you know, were you the orcs?
I think I used to be an orc. Did you play with one person in particular or would you find random people online? I would just play with my friend Sean.
So I started with Warcraft. We did multiplayer and then I got into StarCraft.
I never advanced.
StarCraft is where I got really into like online playing. I was like ranked at one point.
Nice.
I was really good. I mean, this is like a 3-year period of my life. But this is like a very specific time period where like very few people, you know, played Warcraft and StarCraft.
It is a fucking bond. Because I remember my dad would need to make a phone call. This is back with dial-up.
Yeah, Arrow's internet.
Don't touch the phone.
Yeah.
You're going to ruin my life.
Yeah. We have a serious, right when you're about to win.
Yeah, you're like, you're about to go to war. And then you're like,
hello? And
you're like, you're ruining everything. I'm never going to get over this. And you've been using the phone for 5 hours.
Planning Friday nights around Warcraft with pizza and your friends. Yeah. That's a very specific lifestyle.
And I wonder too, is that healthier than TikTok? Because now everyone's like, all these kids are on TikTok all the time. But talking about this, it's like, yeah, but we used to be on Warcraft all the time. But at least with Warcraft, it was a little bit more building and planning, but I guess with TikTok you're getting to learn new things too. So I don't know which pick the poison. I don't know which one is better or worse.
Yeah, I think life is just moving faster now.
Sure is.
You know what I mean? Like back then you had to wait till like school was over, right. 5 p.m. Like wait till you
literally dial it up with that noise.
Yeah. Yeah, you have to call all right, I'm logging on now. Right. All right, I'll meet you there. And yes. Hang up.
Why was that? Why did we even have to coordinate the login?
There's like a chat room, waiting room to, and then you get into
and you remember that noise where it was like,
yeah,
why that noise? They couldn't know. Have some music playing, the screech of
but at the time that was like the cutting edge of it was cutting edge of technology. You're like, this is so real.
Stand back, this is my modem's doing whatever it does, and the modem's like, help me. It just sounded like someone, like an old lady that needed water or something.
I feel like my Persian side would take over because I'm like, I'm going to build the strongest community. And I was like getting them to get all when you're mining all the
oh, thing, yeah, yeah. I know what you're talking about.
The gold or whatever to buy. I'm going to buy all these barracks. I'm going to have all the barracks.
Did you do any cheat codes?
I think there was, but you couldn't do it online. You couldn't do it for multiplayer. I don't think so. Could you do it?
When I discovered cheating, the cheat codes kind of ruined the shit.
Where you didn't need, you got all the money you wanted, right. So you could build whatever you wanted.
Kind of fucks you up, because I remember when I discovered that, and I was like, the game's kind of over now.
Yeah.
All right, now we have a rapid-fire round called Who, What, Where, When, How. Okay, just first thing that comes to your mind. Who do men look up to?
You know, fuck, man. Growing up, I really looked up to Puff Daddy and Jay-Z.
Probably more common than we think because they were in our house.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's why I'm having this exponential, I'm at breakfast today. What's going on? I mean, obviously if something.
It's also I may be earth shattering. I'm being dramatic, but it kind of, when you hear about anybody being on trial for something of that magnitude, it is extremely jarring. Yeah, and it's not money laundering.
I'm following it very closely. It's the elections or something. Because I'm on Twitter X now, and now they're saying Jay-Z's neck. And but again, this is all, you know how this shit works, these stuff works.
Right.
But I'm because when you asked me this question, I would say Jay-Z. But now I'm questioning everything now. And so I'm.
You're shook.
Yeah, now my answer is I just, dig internally.
Right. Right.
And find myself.
No one I ever looked at too. That is really, I'm gonna go on a deep dive on that. That is really,
yeah, no, it's not hard to find. Once you click on something, then the algorithm changes and now it'll send you all that stuff.
Fuck.
Yeah.
What do men want women to smell like? Neutral, strong perfume.
I like a good natural. A good out the shower. Nothing too strong, nothing too. I like a good, because I feel like I'm like a natural, whatever my scent. You want your partner to like how you smell naturally. And once you're comfortable with that natural smell, then you got something.
I really think that's the pheromones thing.
That's the sweet spot. Yep. Yeah, that's the sweet spot.
Where do men think they have room for improvement?
Is this a general question for men?
General question, yeah. Or it could just be for you too.
I think just being open-minded to learning new things and growing and not taking growth as a...
That's huge.
As weakness. I think sometimes men can get stuck in their ways and no, I'm a man and this is how... just hearing things out and being open-minded to change.
Yeah, and being I could be better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with growth.
Yeah, growth is a sign of strength in my book.
I would say so too.
When do men figure out that porn isn't what real sex is like? That's a tough.
I feel like if you're past 22 years old should be the cutoff. And if you don't get it, then that's a red flag.
You need
to
talk to somebody. Yeah.
There's strong words for people to get, but.
Because it's also if you don't figure it out by then. And you just keep thinking, oh, these girls aren't doing the stuff because women on porn are doing.
I've met so many people recently that are just lack social awareness and emotionally. I'm like, oh, this guy, because like, you're like, oh, sometimes it's an age thing, but like sometimes you'll meet someone and they're like, oh, this guy will never get it.
Right.
This guy has no shot at like.
This is a personality thing.
Yeah, this is just a thing. Like you're stuck with this
right.
brain. And so, yeah, I think like this is an informative podcast. 22, I think, is the cutoff. And if you're over 22, start looking in the mirror and start questioning right. things.
I feel bad because also we didn't grow up with porn in necessarily the same way too. So now porn is much more accessible.
Of course.
So that is a little bit scary also.
Well, I think that's where communication comes into play, right? And you ask girls more questions like intimately. Again, this goes back to the strength thing, like weakness and whatever. It's like, yo, it's not a weakness to ask girls questions like, yo, do you like this? Or how do you feel when I do this? Or like, if I spank you here or pull this in.
Right.
Or, Those are coming from a place of strength.
And a girl can say, I've never, like if a girl's like, I haven't done that before, but like I'm open to it. That's great. If someone like shuts that down, like I remember one time being like, do you like to get called anything or have any names? And they're like, no, absolutely not. Like ew or something. And I was like, ooh, it was the ew specifically. Cause I was like, you just said, no, absolutely not. Like, okay, great. You know, maybe this isn't gonna go anywhere, but all right. But then it's like the ew. I was like, just be careful. Don't yuck the young when someone's brainstorming.
Of course. Yeah, exactly. You want to be tread lightly.
Unless it is something that you actually are uncomfortable with, of course. So that's where you're like, okay, that would be a hard no for me. Like, I'm definitely...
But when it's in the spirit of open-mindedness
right.
and open to like, all right, let's put the cards on the table, there shouldn't be any judgment.
Right.
Unless it's like, obviously there's limits, right?
Yes.
You know, like, yeah, poop on my face. I'm like, all right, relax.
Sure.
That's you know what I mean? Like, all right.
relax.
Especially
I think dessert. Especially if that comes out of nowhere. You're like, this doesn't happen.
Casually here at Starbucks. Like, right. I kind of like to get pooped on. Like, right. And it's like, all right, well, this is where it's over.
If it's someone that likes to get pooped on, I'd be more comfortable with that than them saying they'd want to poop on me too. Because I'd be like, did I do something?
Right, that's the only way. It's like
if it just fucked like, up now.
Like, what if I poop on you? Like, no. I have to poop on you.
Right.
And you're like, ah.
Although I would rather almost anything in life than me poop on someone. Truly.
Really?
I'd be so self-conscious of that. I'd feel absolutely, I would never.
Oh, I thought you meant like you would enjoy it.
No, I would not. That would be.
I was judging you right now.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, really? You seem so cool up until now.
I think that would be truly one of the.
What a plot twist of Emma, like that sort of thing. Like, I couldn't wait.
That would be truly one of the last sexual acts I would ever want to do. Like, on the list of all of them.
Yeah.
Like,
poop is extreme. Poop is like, that's like the highest of the, right? That's like that's on the totem pole of.
I think
kinks.
That's, yeah, I would have a very, I really, really would not want to do that. I'd feel way out of my comfort zone. I don't trust my, like, stomach.
Yeah, I would judge, unfortunately. I know we've been talking in the spirit of open-mindedness and everything, but yeah, there's limits also.
If a girl really wanted to poop on me, I'd say, we'd have to figure that out. I'd say, you can poop on a toe.
Mm.
But I'd also say,
but the smell for me, that's the problem. Yeah. I'm like, if there's a smell, I can't. It gets me out of it.
Right.
I get out of this.
Especially if it's like an intentional part of it. If there is poop on something that pops up, I don't mind that. Like if it's like, I'm doing butt stuff, you get some stuff on your hands.
Yeah, that's
whatever.
You're an adult.
I'm an adult, yeah. But if someone's.
That's a good point bringing it up, by the way. Because there's probably listeners like, oh, wow, okay, I thought that was, you know.
Right. Like don't feel self-conscious about if you get poop on something. You know, it's different than intentionally saying like.
You're like, you know, Christopher Columbus. You got to navigate.
Navigate. You don't want to get.
Murky waters. You know what I mean? Like.
You don't want to get. I'd be so curious.
Christopher Columbus of poop.
Of poop. I'd be so curious of someone. You discover something.
Discovering
like, that's not
foreign
what that
land.
Is.
Yeah, you're like, you think you're in India, but
you're like, that is not. You're way off course. I wonder.
No, it's Indian food.
Like, if there's someone that is into getting pooped on, I would be really curious just like what, like the steps that got you there. I would be very curious about that. Right in AMA.
But there might be a good match for them also. I don't want to, again,
absolutely.
No judgment. It's just not for me personally.
100%. No, totally. And I actually don't know anyone that is into that I know of. Or water sports, but that I could see where, right, because that's what they call it when you pee on each other.
Yeah, right. Which is a lesser. Whole
other, yeah. Right, yeah. Something about the poop is very extreme.
It is extreme.
Did you see that clip, the two girls, one cup? Did you see that?
It's a huge thing. I didn't watch it, but it's huge. I mean, it's very famous.
I would say to not.
Yeah, no, there's certain things, and there was a period of time where things were just on the, back when the internet was not regulated.
Right.
Where you could see like straight up Al-Qaeda videos.
Crazy.
Like yep. All my like wife, like I had white friends growing up, but they'd always go to the most extreme limits of the internet.
I never saw
internet.
Al-Qaeda videos.
Just back when they were like doing
but
a lot
I remember.
Of, back when they were doing beheadings, back when that was popping in the 90s. Like, and
right.
My friend was like, yo, check this out. And I'm like, now I'm scarred for life.
Totally.
Thanks a lot, Daniel Norman.
Right.
the fuck? Like, that was an unnecessary, like, bro, like, why would you, we're in the basement of my mom's, like, why?
Yeah, incoming.
Yeah, bro, we're in ninth grade right now.
I remember, I didn't watch the full one, but I remember, like, seeing it, like, gear up, and then I remember looking away. Because it was, like, so, I remember those Al-Qaeda videos. Yeah, and that is
And then we just had access to them.
Right.
This is right, 56, right above 56K
fucking
modem.
Fucking Daniel Norman showing them all with no sensitivity.
No, I mean, bro, I was like, I'll never forget that now. Right.
As you almost shouldn't, because, I mean, hopefully you could block it out, but Jesus Christ. Like, the Two Girls, One Cup, that was, I had this neighbor, and he was this awesome guy. It was, like, my first year out of college, and I always used to hang out with him and his girlfriend, the nicest girlfriend. Have you ever had a friend where it's, like, this when they go out of a relationship, they nosedive destructively in a way you wouldn't have even anticipated? This guy.
Not to that degree.
He went, so.
I don't associate with crazy people.
This was, this was a neighbor, so we became, like, buddies over the course of living near each other, but his girlfriend's so nice, and she must have been really propping up the ship in the mental health department, because sure. She leaves, and then I don't see him for a month or two, and then I was coming home one day, and he jumps out of the apartment, he's all disheveled, he's like, hey, you want to see something crazy? And I was like, whoa, like, where you been, how are you? And he's like, Rebecca left me, but, like, I'm not doing well, like, da-da-da. And I was like, all right, and I go in the apartment, it's like a shit show, and he's like, this is crazy. And then he showed me this guy having sex with a horse. No, it's not sex. It's having a horse just penetrating this guy.
Oy.
And
A guy.
And I guess the human ends up dying.
Oh, no.
But I remember he shows me beginning of Two Girls, One Cup. And I was like, what the fuck? Like, yeah. I couldn't. Like, he was like, these are two crazy videos. And then he showed me the horse one. And I don't think I ever went in that apartment again.
Yeah, of course not.
Of course not. And I was like, what happened to you? You know?
Yeah.
And I had fucking dinner with my mom that night, and I kept on looking at the glass because I, like, couldn't look at her because I just felt so gross about what I had seen. And she was like, you're really not present. And I couldn't say, well.
Yeah. How present do you want me to be?
Yeah, I just saw.
I'll just tell you what I saw.
Two Girls, One Cup I feel for those people that had to film that. Hopefully it was fake.
Yeah. It was an era, huh?
It was an era.
Of the internet, yeah.
How do men think other people see them? Yeah, what do you think men think that people notice first? Do you think they think that people notice, like, the clothes they're wearing or their body? Or what do men think about when making first appearances?
Yeah, I think physical. I think visual. I think we're visual. Yeah, features, you know, build, maybe.
Mm.
Like, just, like, kind of like a primal size up, maybe. I'm like, all right, okay. If a dude's, like, a 6'6". You know, NFL player, like, this dude's fucking, he could take me.
My buddy's a bodybuilder, and he says that the people that notice the bodybuilding, it's only other men, though. He was like, that really did surprise me. Like, he's like, women kind of will take it in and are not that interested in it.
It's funny,
but
yeah.
Other men will be like, you're huge, like, and will, like, fixate on it.
Sometimes during my shows now, we do matchmaking segments where,
I saw that. That's so fun.
And so, like,
that's so,
and so it's
good
more,
for you for navigating that, because that is not easy to host live match. Go to Martin's YouTube, and he's gotten all these, like, videos of it. Navigating live matchmaking from people in the crowd.
It's wild. I am very good at it. It's an innate skill, but
because you keep it cool, calm, and collected.
Yeah, I'm very calm, but, like, there's chaos. There is chaos going on. Especially, this is a lot of minority, energy.
That's why you're good for it, because you can keep it cool with navigating it. I think I'd be like, wait, this thing is crazy. He's wild.
Yeah.
Like, I'd lose it.
But I'm very subtle with it, but, like, also when it comes to guys, I'll make them, like, turn around, like, show the girls, like, the whole body, like, yo, show them, like, and then sometimes I'll have the girls, like, whoa, this guy's fit, like, touch his arm, you know, test the product, you know what I mean? And then I'll have all the, you know, all equal opportunists, like, let all the girls touch.
Right.
And, you know, the guys, they like, they, you know, it's cool. And
because they kind of see it coming, probably.
And I also, like, you know, if it's their strength, if I see like, oh, this is a strength of yours.
Yes.
You know, if they're not obviously a physical, but I'm not going to, like, touch his stomach. I'm not going to be like,
of
you
course.
Know, whatever.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
So I'm going to.
Do women like seeing someone's butt?
Well, I can't.
I know. Yeah, I've heard.
I think they do.
I know all these women.
I think it's good intel. They're look, women need to gather intel.
Yes,
I'm here to help. I'm here to, like, you know.
Actually,
just,
of course they do. Why would they not? Yeah, it's another part of someone's body. And I know a lot of. There's so many girls where I really learned about this, where they're like, oh my God, Trevor Noah has, like, the greatest butt.
Mm.
And I was like, huh, wouldn't have been thought of something that I would have clocked, that people were clocking, but apparently.
Yeah.
That
yeah, I think sense. I think yeah, I think women pay attention to.
Do you know if any people have become couples from doing the matchmaking?
Yeah.
Oh my God!
Yeah, it's
that's
beautiful.
Crazy.
It's fun. It's beautiful. It's exciting. I spend time before I get into that talking about my relationship,
right?
Why it's important to be in a healthy relationship, and working on yourself is important first.
Absolutely.
And then, you know, we're not going to promote any toxic. I try to keep it, like you say, like the images I put out, I try to make it classy and not too, content like grabbing like crazy moments. It's like more so like, yeah, like let's, so it's more sustainable. There's some longevity involved because we're helping people, not trying to like screw people over for the, you know, to get clicks.
100% or make someone look stupid or also, yeah. Cause think how much, it's so hard to do online dating now with just so much stuff. So if you can have someone set you up.
Yeah. There's a lot of trust involved. Right. People come and they really trust what I say.
Oh God.
They're like, yeah. When I go, like, I think he's a good dude. I could see in his eyes.
Right.
I've known him for 10 minutes.
Yeah. And they're like, how do you know?
But I do have this like matching weird, like, I do have this weird, like, I can, you know, I can feel someone's energy. And I'm like, I've had people who are like, nah, bro, you look like a fuck, boys. Mm. I don't want to bring you on stage. If they don't have this the right energy.
Totally,
about,
yeah.
About like, yo, hook me up, dog. Like, no. That's not the way.
Right away. No, that's not the way at all. That's someone who would come in and be like, I'm going to bang that ass out. Yeah. You never had a dick like this before. You're like, no. Where's the guy in the crowd that's going to say, hey, we had Indian food. We're going to need to schedule it in. If you want a better performance, it's going to need before. Otherwise, it's going to be a little lackluster. Where's he? And then some guy in the back will be like, that's me.
Yeah.
Like, I don't do it with indigestion. Yeah. The guy that's like, fuck indigestion. Like, I'm an animal. You're like,
Yeah. No. You get the vibes.
Yeah. That's the key. Thank you so much for being here. Where can people find you online?
Martin Amini on Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, and for all my upcoming shows, martinamini.com.
And YouTube is where the matchmaking videos, you get to see them in the longer format.
Yeah, new comedy special drops today at 2 p.m. called
Back Today.
Bang, 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 bang.
You just did one.
I know.
You have another one coming out.
30 minutes.
Shit. Yeah, good, man. For you.
Back in the gym. That's what
good
it's called.
Good for you. Thank you for everyone for listening to Ask Men Anything. Please DM me at Emma Willman on Instagram. Email your questions to AMA@betches.com for our next guest, or leave us a voicemail at 201-754-8351. I'll talk to you next week when we Ask Men Anything. Ask Men Anything is produced and edited by Rebecca Steinberg. Guest booking by Anna Zagzag. Send your emails to AMA@betches.com.
Betches.